What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to What's Burning. Before we get started, we want to send our condolences and love out to our brother, Steven Jackson, who unfortunately lost a younger brother last week. Donnie, mm-hmm. We're sending love out to the family, and we're here for you. Hope to see you soon. Man, and rest in peace. Snap Marley, man, we're going to miss you, bro. Condolences out to his kids and his wife. I'm here with my Bruin brother, Jelani McCoy, filling in. I appreciate you.
Always.
Man, let's get to it. Let's get to these Minnesota Timberwolves. Had very high expectations coming into this season. Thus far, sitting at 2 games under .500. Mm-hmm. The energy is visibly off without even really knowing what's going on over there. What have you seen from that team?
Exactly what you said. Not a lot of energy. I know they got a couple new pieces. I don't know if they made a mistake moving Cat to the four full time, but that was part of the plan. Rudy can't play the four or the three. Mm-mm. I think Rudy's doing what Rudy does, holding up the paint, rebounding defensively and offensively, and scoring when he can. It's not like he's averaging like 8. He still is averaging like 13, so mm-hmm. he's doing something when he catches the ball. But I just don't like where the space that Ant-Man is in. I don't like the weird conundrum between Cat and Ant. And I don't know, D'Lo doesn't do well with a bunch of distractions. You know, he's just kind of like a KD guy who likes to hoop. Mm-hmm. And I think I see this being an issue. I mean, I know the trade happened. They seem like they went in on the all-in win-now fashion. But can we really consider them a win-now team after that move?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously still early in the season. But, I mean, what I see, again, without being in or necessarily following them too much, is there's definitely friction between Ant and Cat. Mm-hmm. You know, we spoke about it on other shows. I thought it was kind of corny how Cat came out and was talking about what that man eats and all, mm-hmm. and all this other shit that has nothing to do with basketball. I feel like there's, you know, Minnesota has – it's been Cat's team for, you know, however many years he's been in the league. And he's, you know, he's been an all-star, but they just haven't got over that hump. Mm-hmm. And I think the organization feels like, you know, Ant is that guy. Now, I know Ant feels like he's that guy. Mm-hmm. So I think there's kind of a changing of the guards over there. Mm-hmm. And that little, you know, that sucker shit he said about what he's eating and that kind of, to me, that was just kind of like a sneaky jab.
He hasn't always been the most physically imposing guy through his
career. But I just think it's just more of kind of changing the guards. You know, it was Cat's team for however long it's been, and they didn't really get over that hump. Now they're handing the keys to, you know, a very talented Ant-Man. Mm-hmm. And I think he is someone that could really help, you know, be a big part of leading this team in the right direction. But until you figure that internal shit out, the product on the court isn't going to be what it should be. So whether they made the wrong trade or not, I just think they all got to get on the same page and try to figure it out. It
changes when you start making movies on Netflix and you're off court. You know what I mean? He's got a personality. Yeah. He can hoop and he can make some money off the court.
Yeah.
So like you said, he's been the king on the hill for a number of years now. Mm-hmm. Now it's, you know, now
changing the guard. Prince.
Exactly.
Changing to the guard. A surprise. Golden State has started 0-7 on the road, 6-1 at home. Mm-hmm. Got a win last night against the Spurs. No Klay Thompson. Poole had a big game, biggest game of the season. What do you feel like this is? Is this a championship hangover? Is this a Draymond Poole residue still hanging on this team, or is it something else?
I think that's interesting that it's 0-7 on the road, because that speaks to the youth on the team. That's when, you know, when you go on the road, especially on a championship team, when you're playing deep into the playoffs, you know how much the youth means on the road. Mm-hmm. When dudes aren't playing back-to-back. Klay isn't playing back-to-back, what it looks like for the whole year is what it's sounding like. So they need to figure out their rotation on the bench. Some of those young guys, Kuminga, Wiseman, even Poole, you know what I mean? They got to figure out something. He's got to be almost a veteran now, help those young guys figure out what they need to do to be main cogs on the road, because that's where they need them. Of course, they're 6-1 at home. They're at the crib.
It's comfortable.
You know what I mean? They're sleeping in their own bed. You know what I mean? It's comfortable, like you said. They're eating good. But, you know, on the road, the dog days in the season, especially as a championship team, to start it off at the beginning of the year, you really need your young guys dialed in. So it's on that staff and some of the players on that team to, you know, really figure out what's going to happen with that rotation as far as the young guy goes.
I don't think this is any reason for panic. I think, you know, I got a chance to talk to Steph before the Kings Golden State game the other night.
I saw that, yeah.
I mean, he said they're just trying to figure it out. And I think it's to everything you said. I think they're trying to see what these young guys have and what they are and how they can fit in situations and these rotations. Because obviously, with Klay not playing back to backs, although Steph's playing on a whole nother planet now, he's getting older. Draymond is getting older. You can't ride these guys like you've ridden them in the past. So you have to see what this youth can bring. And plus guys like Jermichael Green and DiVincenzo, they got some older. I like who they picked up. I just think it's going to take time for all these guys to gel mixed with the younger players. Yeah. And that's always what's made Golden State, you know, so good, is their strength, you know, coming from the bench. So I don't really see this being a huge issue, to be honest with you. Obviously, the numbers are, you know, eye-opening right now, but I think this will definitely balance itself out at some point. And I still feel like the road through the West will go through Golden State.
I can't disagree with you.
Moving east, Joel Embiid.
Man.
A historical game Sunday. 59, 11 rebounds, 8 assists, 7 blocks. Had 42 on Saturday. All this with no James Harden. This is another team that's kind of underachieving right now.
Mm-hmm.
They were one of my probably top 3 or 4 teams in the east coming out. Harden has been down for a while. Who adapts, or how is this going to, because I mean, to me, what makes James Harden great is his ability to play with the ball, play with the ball, play with the ball. You make a mistake and either he hits a step back or he gets downhill and finds his teammates. Embiid just shows he needs to be fed no matter how you get it to him. Get that man the ball. And I think he showed that the other night. He's been showing that. So is this a fit that can be fixed with more time, or is it kind of this is James Harden game and we already know what Embiid's game is, and maybe it's oil and water?
If that's what it is, then James got to go. You know what I mean? At this point in career, I don't think James is the guy that's going to be putting up Herculean efforts like we've seen from Embiid back-to-back nights. You know, he's only continued to get better. He's posting up, shooting threes, backing people down from the three-point line, catching it in the shooting corner, doing screen and rolls. And like as you saw, like he's making some playmaking from the post too. So this is a pace and space game. You know, we always talk about a couple players. Russ, we talk about Russ has to change his game. Since he's not the most athletic player, he needs to go demote himself to the bench or become a better shooter or do this, that, and the third. I think the days of us watching James, and I used to love this shit too, when he massaged the shit out that thing and hit a step back on you, you know what I mean, with two people.
One of the best to ever do
it. One of the best to do it. But, you know, the way the game is being played now, pace and space, so much, you know, it's all pace and space. There's just situations. It's not even really pick and roll based anymore. You know what I mean? It's just more back cuts, hit a guy ahead. So where does that leave? They have everything. The Sixers have had everything at their disposal. Coaching, great owner, willing to pay some bread, you know what I mean, make some moves. So they got to figure that out. But I do think it's time that we start looking at James. And because Joel, that team is Joel Embiid's team. It's not going to be a James Harden team. I think it's going to be Joel's team.
I mean, obviously, it's Embiid's team. With Harden, their second slowest team pace-wise, on, only behind Dallas. With Harden, they're still, I think, the lower 20s as far as assists per game. So I just think the lack of ball movement. Obviously, the game needs to go through James.
And young fella.
And Maxey.
Come on now.
I really like Maxey's
game.
He's
what guards, you know, look,
I
mean, like.
I really like Maxey's game. And I feel like James can be that perfect facilitator. I mean, I just think he's so accustomed to getting a handful of dribbles before he does anything. That's going to, you know, naturally throw off, you know, the time, you know, Pop said, you know, a second and a half, get off that motherfucker. You know, if you don't have nothing in the second and a half, pass it. That's not necessarily James Harden. It's never really been his strength. But at the same time, he still is a great playmaker. So I definitely think it's going to take, you know, him understanding what his new role is in his older age and adapting to that. I'm also hearing some rumors about Doc Rivers, man. I'm hearing some rumors about Doc Rivers. You know what I mean? So
Doc been getting to get away. I don't want to call it getting away, but he does get to. He does get some exceptions thrown his way that a couple of other coaches don't seem to be getting.
So I'm also hearing some stuff about Doc Rivers. So this will be interesting to see. Obviously, you don't want to take anything away from, you know, Embiid's performance, but this team is a 500 team with, and it has much better talent than a 500 record. Should be. So it'll be interesting to see.
And look what they did to Ben. What happened over there with Ben that he can't play basketball no more? You know what I mean? That was on Doc and the Sixers watch. So be interesting.
That's another interesting guy out east. Staying in the east, the Hawks are now 9-5, currently with two wins over the Bucks. DeJounte Murray, Trae Young seem to be working well. Have you been impressed with this team in more particular this backcourt this far in this young season?
Yeah, I'm not going front. Real quick, I saw them too this summer in the crossover. I saw the dynamic that they had. I thought they were going to have trouble because they're two. They're not real big guys, but the speed and those two dudes play hard. Trae Young plays hard. Absolutely. I saw that in the crossover. I had never seen him play in person, but that dude plays like hard, hard. He getting that shit off, like he's doing that with like speed. And it's not just like on some cool shit. And DeJounte is just an animal. His energy, his skill set. I know the young fella who was out there with him, John Collins. I think he's been a big part of their development because he seems unselfish and willing to be the cool big man and let them go up and shoot up all the balls and cause off better energy. But I like what they're doing. They got old school Nate McMillan as a coach. They low-key got some type of playoff experience through the bubbles in the last couple of years. So I like this team. I like where they're at right now. But we know where Boston and Milwaukee sit. But I like where Atlanta is currently sitting, considering the problems in the middle and the end of the East.
Yeah, they can be a scary team because of those two guards. And obviously, I've always been a fan of Collins. He's continued to expand his game. But yeah, Trae and DeJounte, I just wanted to see. I had to see it work. You know what I mean? We saw in the summer league. We've seen them individually. But just to see them mesh and come together, which I think is important. And it looks like, again, on the outside looking, it looks like they have a cool friendship and they really mess with each other because you can tell it's hard to get chemistry that fast with someone. So to be able to see what they've done, I really like it. I don't know if they're a real contender. I don't know if they're possibly a player away from being a real contender, but this team is a scary team, a team that I could easily see making it to the second round. So although very early, I definitely like what those two bring to the table together. and John Collins and you know, Nate McMillan's got these guys playing the right
Clint
way.
Clint Capella going to do his double-double thing and block a couple of shots.
They got
I agree
pieces.
With you.
If they got
they're like
pieces.
One more veteran or one person away from really making a good, you know, solid
being
run.
Like, okay, like this is a championship or Eastern Conference contender for real. Boys are scoring like that. We haven't seen scoring in a long time. Mm-hmm. We got eight guys averaging at least 30 points a game. Luka, Embiid, Tatum, Mitchell, one of my favorite young players, SGA, out there in Oklahoma City. The ageless one, Stephen, light-skinned Curry, Giannis, and KD. The 1962 season, last time, there were six players averaging at least 30.
Damn.
It hasn't been more than three since then. So what is up with the uptick in guys getting buckets? Is it bad defense? Is it the three ball? Is it just the new skill level? Like, what do you see?
All of it. All of it. You can't touch guys on defense. Guys don't know how to play defense anymore. So you can go score in the mid-range because people just don't even have mentally thinking like the mid-range is a thing. So we got years of kids growing up ignoring the mid-range. You can go in the mid-range and get a couple buckets that'll push you, you know, beyond 30 without relying on shooting 12 threes a game. We talked about pace and space. The three-point is obviously a premier on the three-point basketball field goal. And yeah, you got it. Nobody's calling anybody's bluff on defense like that, no doubt. There's there's like, what, Marcus Smart, Jimmy Butler. There's only a handful of guys who we really consider. Pat Bev, and he's having a different start to his year than what he traditionally has. So it's just not a premium on defense. You can make a lot of money in this league if somebody want to be a defensive stopper and just concentrate on that.
You're
going to stand out. But I only see the points going up. You know, because because there's only gonna dudes are better free throw shooters, highly skilled. They're getting fat to places one step earlier than they should, or you know, they don't have to do a bunch of the stuff that even the new moves that we would use. So these dudes are super talented. They've come up with some. They priced a premium on scoring. This AAU generation. So they're gonna be probably seeing some of the best scoring we've ever seen.
This is what the NBA wanted. More points, more highlights. Guys are out there getting buckets. I mean, to add on, obviously, the mid-range being a spot, but also the paint. The paint's not closed no more. You know what I mean? Back when we played, there was big guys that if Steph got cooking or Ja got cooking, there was a no-layup zone. It's a different game.
Yep.
Not complaining about it. It just is what it is. So I agree. I like the scoring.
Me too.
I think it's only going to increase. It's just a new direction of the NBA. So shout out to everybody scoring, you know, these all eight guys averaging 30. Each in their own individual ways have been very impressive this year. So
shout out to the league for letting the bigs get skilled and take a part of the scoring, because it used to just your ass was stuck down on the pick and roll or shooting jump hooks. Now you can go out there and express yourself a little bit, and it's leading to the bigs not being everybody was like the big dude's about to disappear. They're not anymore. Now we got Embiid and Jokic. They're pretty much out on the floor. So shout out to the revolution of the league.
Yeah, well, I mean, the revolution of the bigs, you got to you got to be able to be. You can't be a back to the basket type guy. It's weird. You can't be a back to the, like, you can be more of a Gobert than just a back to the basket. Like, they would rather just you rebound, block shots,
and play tip defense instead and catch of a lob. A lob threat is a thing.
And better, instead of being someone that just throw the ball down there too. So, but that's why I love when Embiid and Joker do it, because no one can guard them down there.
Not a chance. Giannis too. Giannis shows glimpses of it too. I like the way Giannis plays around the basket.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't Nick.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next up, Money Talk, presented to you by Moneyline, the only money app you'll ever need. Lon, we're going to talk shoe deals right now. Pretty much there's Michael Jordan, mm-hmm. and then there's everybody else, but everyone else is still making good money. Mm-hmm. I think MJ is making about north of $200 million a year from his shoe brand. Then we have LeBron, KD, Steph, Kyrie, who possibly lost his deal. And being someone who was around AAU, his shoe game is heavy in rotation. The colorways and everything, kids really love that. So hopefully this guy didn't lose his deal, but we're not sure where that stands. But also Zion, we got Zion, we got James Harden, we got Giannis, Dame, Klay Thompson, Jimmy, and Melo. Mm-hmm. We're scaling anyone from these top guys are making 20 to 25 million per year. The middle group of guys anywhere from 8 to 14 million dollars a year, and then the lower third are making anywhere from 6 to 9 million dollars a year. So these guys are making real money on these shoe deals. What are your thoughts about it? I think there's never been more of an emphasis on just shoes at this time. And again, I see it with the AAU wave, but thoughts on this?
I mean, we're hearing the shoe wave. You know, you stepped up your shoe game. Mm-hmm. We traditionally Vans wearers. I'm in some Vans right now, but now you're in Travis Scott's and Jordan's. Like, we're in the shoe world. That money off the court means a lot to these fellas. We watch LeBron, KD, like you said, Steph, get lifetime deals, like billion-dollar deals mm-hmm. off of sneakers. Those dudes can park their NBA checks in the bank and not even really have to touch them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, shoe game is a big part of off-court money. I see a lot of the great thing about the shoes to me right now is like Kyrie, and they're doing numbers without tech. Like, when we came up, there was the Air Max bubble, there was the Zoom and all the different units in the bottom mm-hmm. of the shit. But now everything is less like simplified.
Colorways kill. Dominate.
Make it faster so that, you know what I mean, you can have 40 different colorways. Mm-hmm. I know some of these guys that do more numbers than, for instance, Clay. Probably even KD, they probably do more numbers in China than they do mm-hmm. in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And I'm around the AAU programs a lot, so I see a lot of Kyries. You're starting to see, you know, Giannis is used to them wearing Dame.
Well, I think LeBron's 20s, he kind of woke up and got to the low cut mm-hmm. colorway ways that these kids are wearing. Yeah, mm-hmm. you know, because LeBron's shoes have always been structured for his big, strong ass, fast body.
Right.
You know what I mean? But now he's kind of cut, you know, some of the bulkiness off his shoe and made it like everyone else's shoe. You know what I mean? Like, to me, without, you know, it's crazy. But Kyrie and even Paul George, like, those are probably the two
facts
shoes I see most in the AAU circuit.
I agree.
You know what I mean? And then who are some guys you feel like coming down the pipe? John Morant, a LaMelo Ball.
Yep.
You know, we talked about this last year that, you know, I think John Morant's time is coming for a signature shoe, and I think
Well, spot is open.
Yeah, I mean,
sounds like a spot is open for a guard, you know what
I
mean? Shoe.
So, but yeah. I mean, he's someone that they're gonna run with his stuff.
Yeah,
because I mean, we were just talking about this the other day on TV. Like, this new Memphis Grizzlies is where the NBA is going,
it's
with
the club.
Dancing, energy, fun, selfies, interviews look like a big old rap group getting mm-hmm. interviewed. Like, they just have fun out
there. Mixtape covers.
Yeah, so, and it's just like, you know, obviously some of them, I don't like that, but I love it. I love their arrogance. I love just this new wave because, I'm still in touch with the younger kids. And mm-hmm. like, so I tell you, like, this new Memphis team is going to be the prototypical type of how franchising, how we see the NBA moving forward,
yep.
you know, growing.
Yep.
So, get used to it.
I think you hit it. Ja's going to be that guy, you know, but a lot of the younger guys are going to have to realize, you know, Luka, Ja, you know what I mean, some of these younger guys, is the dirt that those dudes put in, like, overseas. Like, you got to go do the China tour.
Oh, yeah.
You can be over there for a couple weeks on the road, you know, promoting your shoes. You know, that's a way to expand your bag. You can't just think, you know what I mean, you're going to get the deal and not, you know, fulfill all your obligations. Because if you do numbers, like if you sell in China, now you don't have to be worried about domestic sales.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the shoe brands know that too. So they're not letting these guys get, I mean, all these guys are going on their summertime shoe tour. So it's interesting though, like someone like LaMelo Ball, like, you know, who would have thought that, you know, Puma would make a dent, you know, back in the brand and LaMelo Balls. We see a bunch of these crazy color LaMelo Balls at these tournaments. So shoes are it right now. And the kids are kind of setting the trend for them. You know what I mean? Like, it's that AAU circuit that is kind of that next wave of kids that are, you know, being a majority of the money being spent. So
big business, man. You got aftermarket dudes redesigning shoes. You can send, you know, already your 200, 400 pair of dollar shoes, send them to another dude, pay him another stack and have him change it around for you. Money
it's
talks.
Nuts. It's nuts.
Yep.
Well, that's Kick Talks with Moneyline, the only money app you'll ever need. Next up on the radar, presented to you by DraftKings, we're going to check odds on favor as we speak to the NBA Sixth Man of the Year. And lo and behold, the man that everyone was dogging, everybody was dogging this man. But I came out and said, and people even gave me shit on my post, that I feel like if Russell Westbrook rides into that six-man role, he could be six-man of the year. Why not? And has anyone ever been an MVP and a six-man? We might have to stat boy that, but I don't think so.
Stat boy that.
But let's get to it, man. DraftKings odds on favor. Russell Westbrook is a plus 150.
Come on, Russ.
Followed by Jordan Poole at a plus 280.
Mm-hmm.
In third place, we have Christian Wood out there in Dallas at a plus 700. Love Bobby Portis's resurgence at a plus 2,500. And then we have Colin Sexton, Ben Mathurin, Malcolm Brogdon, and Bones Highland to round out the field. So let's talk about Russ right now. Obviously, Lakers struggling as a team, but he's bought into his role and has been very effective at it. And we're seeing happy Russell Westbrook. Thoughts on Russell Westbrook?
I'm with it. I'm team Russ Westbrook. I don't play that. I don't tolerate that Russ Westbrook hate shit. You know, I'm a Bruin. Russell Westbrook has nothing been kind and nice to me when I spoke to him. He makes himself available to play basketball every game. He doesn't take.
I think that's one thing, Jalen. Not to cut you off, bro. That's so overlooked, man. In a day and age where dudes will take time. Russ
for
is
for a fingernail.
Russ is in what, 13th, 14th season? Playing upwards of 75 games a season,
come on, man.
If not more. I think that gets lost in translation.
Yeah, I think I'm big on Russell, but I like the grace the city has shown him. He from here,
right?
To take a step back and come off the bench. You know what I mean? I'm glad Darvin put that, you know, manifested that and put that alive, because that's something that can really make sure that Russ gets his flowers. And I see people auto correcting now, on the, because players are pushing back on the Russ hate.
You got to, man. You got to. I'm a big fan of Russ over here too. You know, Bruin family. Yep. You know, close with his little brother. I work out with his little brother every morning.
Come on now.
Again, I'm just happy to see him happy again.
Yeah.
Because it was tough out here, and like you said, being from here, that's what made it even tougher, I'm sure.
Man.
You know what I mean? Was people really on, Russ's head? But for him to be able to turn around and embrace this, I think it's been a beautiful thing. Obviously, you know, there's still question marks around that team as a whole, but I think he's definitely embraced his role, and I would love to see. You know, they said, you know, James Harden had won a sixth man and then an MVP, so you could tell on his come up. But I've never seen no one's ever won an MVP and then adjusted their mindset to win a sixth man of the year. That's a hard thing to do. A lot of great players couldn't make that adjustment.
This is going to be a dope sixth man of the year race, because nobody on here is really on a killer team. So it's going to flip-flop. You guys are going to go on good runs, and I feel like this might be the most interesting on the radar we have this year. We're going to have to keep an eye on this, because Malcolm Brogdon is going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Bones Highland can potentially be a real problem. Mm-hmm. Bobby Portis is always a great pick for sixth man of the year. Now he's getting healthy and getting his minutes back. Of course, Jordan Poole. So I'm going to keep an eye on this one. This is going to be interesting.
Next up, one of our favorite segments we haven't had in a while, but fan questions. Real Trotter 12, what's the biggest heat check you've seen as an opponent or have against you? A heat check.
I've seen some pretty gnarly Kobe heat checks against Dallas when he had that, whatever, 40-some points or 30 and a quarter. Like, I've seen him, like, feel, like, literally pass Kobe, and he like literally dribbled in front of the field and like shot like one of them Steph Curry logo three-pointers.
Yeah,
and he did that like the next couple of times down the court. So I'm gonna probably go with Bean.
Yeah, no, it's well documented that Phil was holding Kobe back on a couple of historical pace scoring nights.
Yep.
Then you look over at, you know, Steve Kerr with Clay, you know, with some of Clay's 60 through three quarters and all this kind of crazy numbers. So I haven't necessarily seen, like, on the court with players. I think it's more coaches.
Facts.
The heat checking the players.
Messing up the heat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Awesome underscore AIB or awesome underscore A. Does it make sense to trade AD? Mr. Barnes.
It's a tough question.
Yes, it is.
You know, 3 years ago we were talking about, you know, him being one of the best players in the world. Obviously, injuries have, you know, kept him from, you know, reaching that potential. But then you see the other night where, you know, he'll throw out a 37 and 18,
man,
on a Tuesday,
looking like moving like an old man too.
But that's the thing. Like, you see him go up and reach for rebounds and his back issues. So I don't know. Obviously, in that bubble run, he was incredible. Yeah. It's the AD everyone thought he would be, but injuries has kept him from being that consistently. You know what I mean? I think a lack of kind of want on his side. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you see sometimes him mad that he's not, like, you're Anthony Davis, one of the best power forwards. Like, you have to get the ball. And everyone has been saying, like, and this is my thing because we're not there. They've been saying they're ready to hand the keys to AD, but are they really? You know what I mean?
And that's let
what
the that's offense what, run through.
That's
him
what everyone, you know, they're yeah. saying that's what it is, but it, you know, we've been on teams where you hear some and like, that's not how it is over here. Mm-hmm. It's still so and so's team. So mm-hmm. it'll be just interesting to see how this works. Again, Russ has bought into a 6-man role. He's excelling in that. Bron is year 20. You know what I mean? Right now, he's hampered by a groin injury. Hopefully, he gets better. He's not out too much time. Mm-hmm. And then AD is just. He's the one player I feel like, because I'm such a huge fan of, but like every time he hits the ground, I kind of hold my breath like, that's oh, shit, same. Is he going to be okay?
That ain't, you know what right.
I mean? So that's just not a good way to live. So I hope that he can pull it together and they can pull it together. Mm-hmm. I would hate to see this Laker team kind of go down how Kobe's run ended.
Oh, yeah.
Where Kobe was, you know, so proud and, you know, rode the ship till it sunk.
Yeah.
You know, I would hate to see that for LeBron because, like I said, we already saw one great do it.
The Lakers shouldn't be the place where legends come
and
die.
No,
you know, that's not the brand.
The brand don't work like that.
Yeah,
so, and to answer your question, should they trade him? No.
Yeah.
I just think they got to just figure out what this is. I mean, the roster is pretty poorly constructed, but you got to make do with what you got. So. It'd be interesting to see if they trade those two draft picks to try to get something now. Like yeah. I said, you can't, look, this is year 20, you can't bank on next year being the year.
Yeah.
So.
Or a guy making a big jump from second to third year to first or first to second year. Not the way that roster is constructed, like you said. And AD, I mean, maybe, yo, LA is intoxicating, bro. You know, riding around in Bugatti and Rolls Royces and shit with, you know, six Cuban links on, you know what I mean? Ain't for everybody at the end of the day. You know what I mean? You can easily put up a quick title up in LA and put your feet up because at the end of the day, you know, he kind of did what he came for kind of early, both him and LeBron. And it's real easy to put on that purple and gold, you know, with all the off-court opportunities. You know, you got the spread out in Brentwood and some of these places. You know, that's why one thing I respect is about them Miami goons. It says they live well out there, but they still, you know, Pariah still put them through, Spo put them through some shit at the end of the day when they get back in the gym. So I know how hard that is to stay focused. Immensely talented player. I hate the fact that I wish he would just ignore the shit. Sometimes when he falls and shit hurts, he always grabs at something or grabs a bag.
The world holds their breath.
Or, you
falls.
Know what I mean? I wish like somebody would talk to him and like tell him like ignore the shit. We watched Bean walked off the Lakers court with an Achilles blown out.
Gone.
Not even crying or doing nothing, you know what I mean? Going down and knocking two free throws. I think part of his thing is mental. He got to start ignoring this shit. But hell no, he shouldn't trade AD. It's too late. If we was going to do that, we should have did it a long time ago. Ain't no way in hell we training him and getting some. I don't see nobody out there that's going to fix this team. So let's get him right and finish this year out.
Superior underscore Sayi 73. Opponent you hated going against the most.
Ugh. Fucking Ticket. Ticket used to get on my nerves. He's talking shit. He getting the ball every time and shit. They running that 452 twist shit and he getting all them screens and shit. And then at the top of that, when he catch it, he turned up and he in a full lather with his eyes bugging. You know what I mean? And, you know, I've had opportunities to start against him. Then I have to opportunities to come off the bench when this motherfucker's already going.
Cooking.
And that's you know how that is. When you come in off the bench, you like, this motherfucker's in a full lather and already cooking.
What you want me to do with this?
He done already ran off eight on him. You know what I mean? Now he going to run by, you know, by proxy because you're going to come in, you're going to try to get a little bit more physical. You're going to foul him. He going to go to the line. You know how that shit is. But ultimate competitor, I would say between him and Antonio McDice. McDice was annoying. Nice. He's just annoying. He's a 6'10", 40-inch run. He got a wetter over the right shoulder, and you in Denver with the altitude, and your lips is turning white by the minute, catching up with the dude. So between those two dudes from my position, I would say, like, I didn't hate it because I love competition, right. But it was like the shit was going to be annoying.
Yeah, that was my thing. I mean, every single night, that was my job, was to guard the best player. So yeah. I definitely didn't hate it. I ran to it. But obviously there was motherfuckers out there, you know what I mean? There's Kobe, there's T-Mac, there's Paul, there's Tracy McGrady, there's LeBron, there's Kevin Durant, there's D-Wade, there's Ginobili.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean? I'm sure.
You having to play one through three, too.
There's Ray Allen. There's just guys that's what it was. So, I mean, I wouldn't say hate it. I would say love it. I mean, that's why I played. I embraced that. But every night it was...
So many different styles too. Going and doing the same thing. Like a 30, you got two 30-point scorers.
Way different games.
Way different game. One dude slow.
Forgot to say mellow. I mean, it's just everyone had their own. Like, it wasn't. Not that this is a copycat league by any means, but like I said, all different styles. Everyone got their buckets different ways. So
the league is a shit. Don't get it twisted. Even that 16th dude on the bench is called Hasim Berhanu.
There you go.
That wasn't bad, man. That sounded good. Hasim, I got you, dog. Hasim Berhanu. Why isn't anyone mentioning De'Aaron Fox killer start to the year?
You know, you see me all over ESPN. I've been promoting the shit out the Kings. The Kings actually been getting love on ESPN. De'Aaron Fox came on NBA Today. We talked about them yesterday on the segment. So he's taking a big leap, and I'm happy for him. You know, this kid came in the game, a 20-point a game score, quickly established that. But to me, I was looking for that. What's that next step in this game? And I think he's starting to take that this year from a leadership role, a defensive role for sure. I think he could be an All-NBA defender. Mm-hmm. His ability to get guys the ball where they need it, especially with the roster they have. They have such a good shooting team now that are only open up the court for him. So, man, shout out De'Aaron Fox and the Kings. Fox. Mike Brown, these guys have bought in. This team is definitely heading in the right direction, man. So really happy for him. I think he could be a first-time All-Star if his team can keep pace somewhat. So really happy for him.
Beam the light. What's that shit they're doing
inside? It's the beam. It's the
ultra light beam. The purple beam got him cracking.
They say you can see that from outer space.
You dig. And he's playing out of his mind in the Astro Belt.
King's got a big game tonight versus KD in the Nets. So we shall see. It's on TNT too. I can tell you that the last TNT game was probably the web era.
Yeah.
They ain't had a TNT game since Geno had hair. So it's
been we back Sacktown on TNT. But Geno hair ain't coming back, man.
No, it's gone for life. Well, that's a wrap, man. What's burning again? Sending love to our brother Steven Jackson. We love you. We miss you. Condolences to the family. We will be seeing you soon. But you can catch this on Showtime Basketball YouTube.
And on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Show Basketball.
We'll see y'all next week.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.